Welcome. You're listening to Somatics Toolkit Dealing with Challenging Research Situations. My name is Simone Pfeiffer, and together with my colleague Lene Faust, I developed the following exploration. Our ethnographic experiences in politically and religiously contested research fields forms the basis of this audio track. Please switch off your phone and other electronic devices and make sure you're in a space where you have a bit of room to wander around objects and where you can work undisturbed for 20 minutes. For this exploration, we ask you to select an object, field note or image that relates to an irritating moment or a person in your research. You will also need some paper and a pen. First, you will engage in your emotional and bodily responses to the objects you selected and try to visualize and verbalize your affective state. Then we guide you through an exercise to write about the item or person you chose from different perspectives. Be attentive to your own affective states. If you have chosen a very difficult or challenging situation to work with, which might bring strong emotions, it might be good to make sure there is someone you can call afterwards, either a trusted friend or a professional. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders, rotate your joints, wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do what your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. Place your chosen materials in front of you on the floor or on the table. Why did you choose exactly these items representing this person? Was there a situation with this person when you were especially irritated? For example, a first encounter or an especially difficult situation? Were there situations where you were irritated or afraid, where you felt tensions in your fieldwork? Now walk around the items. What do you feel and what comes up when you do this? How does it affect you? What emotions come up? Do you notice these feelings also in your body? Listening to your body, do you remember if your bodily feelings towards the objects or the person changed during your research? If yes, in which way? Now sit down and explore your feelings and bodily reactions in this moment. Focus on some of the stronger feelings. Note down, map or draw what you experience and what comes to your mind. This might be difficult to describe with words or images. Try to get as close as you can in this moment. Remember, there is no right or wrong. If you feel the need, pause the recording to use as long as you need. Take a moment to look at what you have noted or drawn, and again to the objects in front of you. Place what you have written or drawn in relation to the item. get closer, and walk away from the objects and your notes. How does the closeness or distance to the object change your feelings? If you want to move your body, roll your shoulders or just close your eyes and give your emotions the space they need. Give the emotions that come up shape, locate them in your body. Try to explore and work with what comes up. Remember that all your feelings and emotions are part of your research. Nothing should be hidden or ignored because it is a negative emotion or an emotion you're ashamed of. Try to release those emotions that might be too strong for the moment and come back to them in a different setting. Concentrate on one feeling to deal with. Explorations in writing. Now you have given bodily form, expressions, and hopefully some release to your feelings. Take a moment to breathe. Feel your feet on the floor and your head in touch with the air above you and around you. Take a new sheet of paper and start writing about this particular person or situation. This time, consider the person as complex personality, not reducing him or her to one specific or single valuation category. Keep your own feelings aside for the moment, in a separate space of your mind. Freely write for about 5 minutes without stopping. Do not think about sentence structure or grammar mistakes. Just let the words that relate to the event or person flow like in a stream of consciousness. Pause the recording to use as long as you need. Take a pause and reread what you have written. Was this an emotionally demanding experience? Did anything change about how you relate to the person, the objects, or your notes? Did anything change regarding your own feeling and emotions towards the person or special situation in the field? How does your body feel? From this place, look again at the notes and the items. Think about the objects or the person and try to remember if there is something that you like about them. Can you sympathize or accept how the person came to the kind of opinions or actions that irritated you? Did you address the situation in your ethnographic writing? If yes, was writing about it easy or difficult? Did it influence your analysis, your understanding of the situation, your research conclusions? Completion. Place all the notes and items in front of you. Accept the emotional states and the embodied feelings that you experienced. Take with you what feels necessary to remember. Try to differentiate now. Take one step back from those feelings which burden you and look at them from a greater distance. You can put them away for the moment without forgetting them. Maybe they will serve your analysis at a later stage. This exploration might have brought up strong responses. It does not need to be complete at this point. If you feel the need, think about who you could talk to about the tensions and fears that bother you or bothered you. Someone who might have made similar experiences, or someone you put personal or professional trust in. Bring your attention back to your body. Close your eyes. Observe your breath. Feel how your belly expands when you breathe in the air and how it contracts when you breathe out. We hope that you could use this exploration to fruitfully engage in your irritations and fears regarding difficult research fields and people whose opinions you might not like. Hopefully, you also found ways to express and incorporate your affective states and the things that bother you in the writing process. Thank you for listening to the Somatics Toolkit dealing with challenging research situations. Always remember your body.